you know, obviously with your stock kind of rising, I mean, you know, and you look at Utah in the 12th spot, what were your, you know, objectives and your goals today, and what was an individual workout?
For the workout?
Yeah.
When I came in, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's basketball, and that's what I do. I love basketball. I work on my game, so it's just another workout. Just high intense, you know, and just getting a feel for, you know, this team and then, you know, NBA workouts and this whole little process. But coming in, you know, I just want to be confident and learn stuff, have fun, know how they work out, you know, pace myself, and that's about it.
What is what has Jamal told you to expect during this process?
I ain't really talked to him recently, but, you know, growing up, once we got our bond closer and closer and, you know, he's seeing that, you know, I'll probably have a chance to make it. He just told me, you know, have fun through it all and, you know, just take your time. But at the end of the day, just have fun. And, you know, that's what I've been doing, just having fun with this whole process.
John, do you feel as though you're like a finished product or really raw? Like, the scale was like a completely finished product and, you know, just all talent and yet to kind of master the game. Where do you feel you are on that scale?
Well, my game, I mean, you can't get comfortable. I got a lot of work to do. I got to improve just like everybody else, you know, playing the game of basketball. I got, you know, a lot of room to improve. So, you know, I'm just a young man that don't settle for less and want to work hard at everything and get better in every aspect of the game.
Which is Seattle, that pipeline of Seattle players, who have you connected with in the process or, you know, from Jamal to Brandon to Nate?
Pretty much all our pros that we got as today, you know, the Jason Terry's, he's a veteran dude. You know, he's one of the older ones. Jamal, Brandon, Nate Robinson, Tony Roten, Isaiah Thomas, Zach Levine. You know, the list goes on and on. A lot of dudes. So, you know, like I said, they just tell me to enjoy it and, you know, just have fun. And that's what I'm doing.
You know who the first McDonald's All-American ever out of Seattle is?
You got me right there.
Quinn Snyder.
Quinn Snyder. Yeah, yeah, Quinn Snyder. He went to Mercer Island. Duh.
What are you hoping to, I mean, what do you feel like is going to be what's going to get you drafted maybe in the lottery? Maybe, I mean, what do you feel like teams are wanting to see out of you?
You know, I mean, who knows what teams, you know, want to see out of me. You know, they just want to see me come in. I feel like, you know, they, whatever they have planned for me to work out, you know, have a good workout and don't lollygag, you know, go full potential and, you know, 100%. And, you know, I'm just blessed to be in this position. And, you know, June 23rd, I'll find out, you know, what organization is going to take a chance on me.
You and Trey Lyles have the same agent. Have you talked to Trey?
I haven't talked to him yet, but, you know, they tell me good things about him. He's a good dude. I like his game. And, we'll be talking soon. You know, we got the same agency. Got a lot of stuff planned out for each other, so.
You prepared to come in the NBA and coming from being in the situation where you were the guy, now you're going to have to probably work and try and beat someone out.
Just like in college, everybody's good. There's not just one dude on the team good. Everybody was good at their high school, from the first dude on the bench to the starter. And, you know, it's part of the game, and evidently it's a new level. It's the best level. Everybody's good, and you know, I like to learn a lot, and you know, it's gonna be a learning experience. But you know, I like to see myself getting better and actually learning from it and getting better as the time go.
Did you learn anything today?
You know, it's just, I've been learning a lot of stuff. I learned here, you know, I've been learning already going through my pre-draft workouts. So, you know, I just learned the pace, keep going, and you know, just go 100% all the time.
How much weight training have you done through high school and the year of college, or is that a new area for you?
High school, I didn't lift, and, you know, I don't feel like it hurted me that much, but, you know, I could have lifted, and it probably would have helped me out even more, but I didn't lift in high school, and I got to college, and, you know, I got to college at, like, 166, 167, and, you know, the strength coach was, before I even got on campus, you know, he had a plan for me. And he said, you know, at the end of the day, if you want to get bigger, stronger, and better, then you got to do it. You know, the only person who hurts yourself is you. And, you know, I bought into what he said, the meals he had prepped out for me, the snacks. And, you know, I try to work hard in the weight room every time, you know, I showed up to work out with him or with my team. And, you know, getting to college, it was a starter pace. You know, we was going every day, you know, when we first got there in June, all the way to about September when school started. And it started slowing down because the season started. and you can't lift every day, so it was one day out of a week or 2 days, and you know, it helped me a lot. I gained a lot of weight when I got to college. I finished like 175, and then now I weighed in at 178 here, so I'm just trying to keep maintaining.
When did you start the season at?
I don't even remember. Yeah, I don't remember.
And not to just a little watching your videos. So you have a tendency on to land on one foot.
Mm-hmm.
Is that just your shooting style? Is that something you're trying to work on?
My jump shot.
Yeah, I think your right foot kicks out a little bit.
I mean, my problem is shooting the same shot. You know, that's what I've been doing through this whole process. Is shooting the same shot and you know, releasing the ball going up, not coming down. So I've been doing a great job of doing it, and you know, I'm gonna keep working at it.
Trey Lyles or whatever. Suddenly, next year, you get to just, that's what you do, right? Like, you don't have to go to class, you don't have to do it. Like,
it's
how
a
much
job.
How much do you think that'll help you, the fact that there's this endless amount of time to fix these things?
It helped me out a lot, you know, because I don't have to worry about going to class or missing assignment or, you know, just little stuff like that. But other than that, you know, I could wake up, get in the gym, and I'm a gym rat. I love the gym. You know, that's all I want to do, watch the game or play the game. That's all I ever want to do. So I feel like, you know, this is a good job for me, and I'm going to have lots of fun with it.
Are there teams in a certain range that you're working out for? I mean, is there a number you're not falling behind as far as going to workouts?
I'm just letting my agency go through all that stuff. You know, he plans out the workouts, and I'll show up and work out.
Do you generally have a good idea of where teams are picking when you go
in? I have some workouts lined up. I don't really fall in, you know, in line with mock drafts or a range. At the end of the day, it's a team, you know, the whole organization. They're going to see if they can take a chance on you and go with their gut feeling. And I'm just, you know, thankful and blessed to be in this position and see where I land.
How'd you shoot today?
Really well.
Yeah. Did you do the jazz behind? Did they run you through that?
Yep.
What's that like compared to what some of the other teams have asked from you?
It's really nice because I didn't expect to keep going. I didn't know what it was. He just said jazz 100. So it was shots. Keep going. You keep going. There was no break in between. So it was really good for me, and I felt like I shot the ball really well.
What was your number? Do you remember what the number was?
Nah, I remember the number. They was keeping track, not me. I was just shooting the shot.
You feel, two-part question. You feel your game off the dribble and your handles and your ability to get to the rim. You feel like it translates to the NBA? And the second part of that question, I mean, what do you see yourself as, one or two?
Absolutely. The NBA is wider, it's bigger, it's faster, up-tempo. So I see myself, you know, coming out here and, you know, sticking with what I do. You know, at the end of the day, like I said, it's basketball, and this is the game I love to play. I work hard every day, and, you know, coming in, I'm a ball player. I'm, you know, a one, I'm a two, but if a team need me to run their team, I feel like I'm good enough and smart enough to run a team. If you need me to score, I can score. You know, I can play defense, rebound, you know, I'm pretty much everything, so. No, I'm a ball player.
Did you go one-on-one? I mean, this was a one-on. Did you work out by yourself?
Yep,
I worked out by myself. Your speed in that sense compared to
Probably in a couple drills, a lot of pick and roll drills. I showed my speed, but other than that, there was no full court speed to the end when we all did layups, full court layups.
Do you know what teams you have left on the workout schedule?
I have Phoenix on Friday, and then. We're still planning some out, and then I have Milwaukee Bucks on the 17th.